We are learning Maseches Erev and Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the bottom of Pei Hei Amud Beis. And the Mishnah has said that if someone has a Tfisas Yad Shel Baal HaBayis, Eino Oisa, which means that if the Baal HaBayis lives here in the Chotzer, and in all the houses that are rented out, he has something there that belongs to him, the halacha is that it's Ke'ilu, all the houses are his house, and you don't need an Erev. Eino Oisa. So Hechidom Tfisas Yad, the Gemara says, Hechidom Tfisas Yad, what is a case, what's example of Tfisas Yad? The Gemara answers, Gerchatzeira Shel Bunyas, or the Gersh is Gerchatzeira Shel Ben Bunyas. This person was a rich person, he had a lot of properties, and in his chatzar, he had a lot of houses, and they all rented out to people, and he had a lot of kalim also, he had a lot of items, and a lot of furniture, different things, and he kept them in everyone's house, therefore it's Tfisas Yad. Once we mention Ben Bunyas, we'll say some things about people who are Ashirim, rich people, affluent people. The Gemara says like this, Ben Bunyas also came to the Rebbe. One time Ben Bunyas came from a Rebbe. Amalahu, Rebbe told his Talmidim, Panu Mokim leben Meya Mana. He said, make a Mokim Choshev for this person who's worth 100 Mana, which means make a place, give cover to this rich person. On the same place, at the same sitting, Asa in Shachwina, someone else came, who looked even more affluent, Amalahu, Panu Makam Memsayim Mana, make place for the person who's worth 200 Mana. Amalafanav Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yesi said to Rabbi, Aviv Shalzeh, Yeshloy Elef Sfiris Biyam, Ukenegdam Elef Yaris Biyabasha. This Ben Bunyas, who's the father of Ben Bunyas, he has 1,000 Sfiris Biyam and 1,000 cities Biyabasha. Like the Ritzchia says, 1,000 is always a guzma, which means this person's father is very, very rich. So why aren't you giving him as much covet as a second person? Amaloi, so Rabbi said, "Look, so yeah, it's Aviv. Amaloi, al tashkiru bekel malolu fanai. When you get to his father, tell his father that you should dress his son a little bit more affluent. You should look a little better, not in tattered clothing. Because see, the other person looked richer. This guy looked less rich. If he wants to look the part, he has to dress the part. Agav, it looks like even this Gemara that if someone's father's rich, it makes him rich also. Panumakam for him, even though it's just his father." Which is interesting. I didn't see him make that aura, but that's what comes out. And the Gemara goes further and says that Rebbe mechabed Ashirim. Rebbe used to mechabed Ashirim, and Rabbi Kiva mechabed Ashirim. And the Sfarim speak out that it only means Ashirim who do the right thing with their money. Like we'll see in the Gemara, Kedarish Rav Amari says in the pasuk, "Yeshiv Olam Fnei Lekim Chesev Emes Mani Tzuru." And the Gemara darshens this pasuk in Tehillim like this: "Emes Ayeshiv Olam Fnei Lekim." When is the world settled in front of Hashem, bizman shechesed ve'emes man. When there's chesed ve'emes, man is lashem mezaynus. When the Ashirim give tzedakah and they support the klai Yisrael, then yitzeru, it'll watch the world. So when Ashirim do the right thing, they deserve covet. There's a k'shmak gilin hashas here that says that why did Rabbi mechabed Ashirim? It says Rabbeinu HaKadosh himself was very rich, and he didn't want people to respect him for his Torah. Because Allah is, you're not supposed to use the Torah lizgadaba. So he wanted people to respect him because he was rich. And therefore he was mechaved Ashirim. They would deflect the covet from the Torah and be the covet for Ashirim. That's the Shmak of Shaf and the Maril, why he was mechaved Ashirim. Zogdi Gemara, back to the Shaila of Tisas Yad. Rabba Barachana Omak, Goin Yosej Shamachrisha. An example of something that you keep in someone's house and that will make it yours is the teeth of the plow, the Yosha Machrisha. Now, what's the chiddush of this? So it's different pshatim to Rishonim. So one of the Rishonim say pshat is like this, that before it said, like Ben Banyas, which mashma, you had to have a lot of kalim and choshev kalim in everyone's house. Zokt Rabbi Barachana, no, all you need is one little tooth of Machrisha in someone's house, that's enough to be called Tisiyah. It doesn't have to be something big, it doesn't have to be something a lot. One little thing is enough. Omer Rav Nachman, Tona Debe Shmuel, Dova Anitol B'Shabbos Oyser, Dova Shinitol B'Shabbos Ein Oyser. Rav Nachman says from Tanur Bei Shmuel that this thing only works if it's something that can't be moved on Shabbat, it's muksa. But something that's not muksa, then it's not called Tvisiz Yad, and it will be oyser, which means the person living there will ask them, because it's not called Tvisiz Yad if you can move it on Shabbos. What's pshat in that? So Rashi's lashon is that the Iboy Shokul V'Shadi Leile Baroy, because the guy renting can throw it out. So it's Mashman Rashi, that a Tfisas Yad works even if it's there without Rishos, even by Kalacha, right? And if he can't get rid of it, so it's Tfisas Yad. But if you could get rid of it, it's not Tefis Yad. Other Rishonim learned the Gemara a little different. They were talking about the Baal Bayis has Rishos to put it there. But even if it's a bigger Chumrah, but even if it's not Muksa, since the Baal Bayis himself could remove it on Shabbos, it's not called Tefis Yad. It has to be something that's Muksa. Now, in Halacha, we paskin that it's not only a Dava Muksa, even a heavy thing also would be enough, even something heavy. It doesn't have to be something that's Muksa, something that can't be moved. Machmas Koivdoi also would be enough to be called a Tfisis Yad. He says, even though it's just something we can't move, Machas Muksa or Machmas Koivdoi, that's our reading Lashon. It's like this. V'yesh loy v'chol echad mehem devarim she'ein an atal m'shabes Machmas Koivdom or Machmas Iser. She'ein devarim she'osol talatol. Either way, it's enough to make it a Tfisis Yad. So, for example, if someone keeps his like in a hospital, it's very negated. They always have this hat. They have all the time also, but you never need a real terrace in a hospital. Why? Because in every room you have this EKG machine. Or I don't know whatever the machine you have over there. You have a sonogram machine. It's not your machine. It's their machine. And this thing is muksa. It's heavy. It's alamilas. So that's why it's in a hospital. It's never a shalom. But the only problem is the hospital might not work because the owners live in the hospital. So that's why maybe TVC won't work there. So you have to call in other hetterim because they can move your room. But because the shalom, the owner doesn't live in the place, just if the manager lives there, that's not enough if that works. But al-Kaponim, that's one of the terim in the hospital where you don't need a room of chaseris because they keep things in the room. Taina v'hachi, that you see by muksa, yesh lay tevel, yesh lay ashashis. If there's tevel, which is muksa, or ashashis, which means big chunks of metal, of iron, so these things are muksa. V'chodov she'nitav v'shabes, eina oiser. Then the person living there is not Iser. Why? Because they have a Tfisis Yad of something that's Muksa. So, like upon him, you need something that's in a Nittel, but it could be even the smallest thing. That's how we paskin. As long as it's not movable on Shabbos, that's enough. So, the Mishnah Vaita, a Mishnah that we've had before. The halacha is if someone lives in a Chatzar and he doesn't have an Erev, he asks all the people on the Chatzar. But what about if he's not home for Shabbos? What's the halacha? So, it's a 3-4-way machlekes in this Mishnah. Hamniach beisoy vahalach lishbeis bi'er acheres. If someone leaves his house and he goes for Shabbos to a different city, he goes from Lakewood to Borough Park for Shabbos. So echa nochri vechi yisrael say a non-Jew say a yid hareize oise the Rameya. It's still asses. Rashi says that Rameya holds dira b'le baylam shma dira. A house even without the baylam home is called a dira, and therefore will ask. He need erev. Rav Yehuda ema ein oise. He's not home for Shabbos. It doesn't ask. So chalks Rav Yehuda if diras if dira b'le baylam shma dira. Rabbi Yossi has a third sheet. He says, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you have to be home. But, he says, a nochri is oyser, shol, and oyser. Why? Shein derech shol, love, and b'shabbos. Good, it's taka, not, it's, if loy b'aylam, taka is not a dira. But he might come home on Shabbos. But a yid can't come on Shabbos because he can't get out of the tchum, he's not coming home on Shabbos. But a goy who could travel on Shabbos might come home on Shabbos. I can ask me, that's somebody who wants to know, look, hutter, what's the reason he comes on Shabbos? Somebody says, mutter. So the teretz is that anything that's possible to happen by the beginning, it's not called halav hutra. It's one of the terutzim. Here, since it's only for him to come home, there's no halav hutra. It's already built in that something's going to change in this, and therefore there's no halav hutra. So that was the third shita, Rabbi Yitzchak shita. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, the biggest chiddush, biggest kula. He holds dira b'lei b'ayam shma dira. But even if you're in the same city, he still is not aserin. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, fill a niach base of halak nishmas eitzel bita b'yisir. His daughter lives in the same city. He goes to his daughter for Shabbos. Ain no oyser shkar siyam alibay because already masiach das from being home. So that will be like his adira beloy b'alim home. Even though he's in the same city, he'll come back. Still, Rabbi Shimon holds it's not a problem. Does not aser. Those are all the shittas. Omar Rav. Rav says halacha k'Rav Shimon. Rav says we pass like Rav Shimon, who says even in the same city, if you're not home, doesn't aser. But v'dafka bita, only if you go to your daughter's house, because there you only have to attend with your son-in-law, which is not you're not going to get such a big fight with your son-in-law. But to go to your son for Shabbos, loy, it's not so confident. Not so confident that you masiach das from being home. The amri inchi navach b'chal kalva. If a dog barks at you, oil, still go in. Navach b'garisa. But if a female dog barks at you, pike, get out of there. That means a person can get along with his son-in-law, b'shas etchak, but with his daughter-in-law, that is very possible he's not coming home, and therefore, in that case, it's not a raya that Masiach Libay. It's not brought down halacha this, because it seems like we don't paskin like that Mandi Amba anyway, we paskin like the Mandi Amba like Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, it's not brought down halacha about the difference between the daughter and the daughter-in-law, because So you can't really like dig your teeth into that Indian. But because that's we pass in like that the chilik v'yisrael medvurim v'yisrael v'akum fil halter v'yeracheres ois aleim. We pass in like the difference if it's a yisrael or if it's a goy. But and basically, if you come back on Shabbos, it's a problem according to Rav Yosi, and that's what we pass in. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Bar shvein shtei chaseres. You have a bar between two chaseres. That's a pit where you keep water. That's where the well. It's between two chaseres. Aim and Malam and Shabbos. We're not talking about the case we have before in yesterday's blot, where it's fourth Tvachim. We're talking about regular cases in the Chatzer. It's very accessible. But there's two Chatzeres. You know, my Chatzer has five houses, your Chatzer has five houses. In between two Chatzeres is a well. Now, we both can't use the same well because it's a Makom Meshutafes. We're out of Erev. So here, there's no Erev between two Chatzeres. They had a wall between two Chatzeres, but no Erev. So could you use the bar together? Aim and Malam and Shabbos. You have to make a special wall for the well, 10 tvachim high. Beimil mata, beimil toich oignoi, sai in the bottom. We will explain it, what it means exactly, but we'll just teach it to Israel to understand the Mishnah. Beimil mata means sai if it's oi in the water, beimil toich oignoi, just in the hole of the bar. It's a good to have a wall of asara tvachim. That's what the Tanakhama says. You have to have a mechitza of asara tvachim. Rav Shimon Amiel Oimer, Rav Shimon Amiel explains that Beishami Oimer Mamata. Beishami says it has to be Mamata. Beisil Oimer Mamayla, even Mamayla. And we'll see in the Gemara what Mamata Mamayla means. Om Rav Yehuda, Yehuda's most cool of this. He says, Loite Mechitza Gdelem Na Koysos B'neim. You don't need a bigger Mechitza than the Koysol that's there. You have a Koysol between two Chatzeris, and that's being Mafsik, that's being making a separation between two Chatzeris. If that goes over the bar, even though it does not go into the pit, it doesn't go into the airspace of the pit. It's enough. That wall is enough. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. It doesn't go into the airspace at all. Like upon him, that's what we have. We have three sheetahs, Beishame, Beisil, and Rabbi Yehuda. Omar, what does it mean, Beishame and Beisil? One says Mamata, one says Maila. What does that mean? When Rabbi Yehuda says Maila, it means even Lamaila. Now, what does that mean? Omar, Avuna. Lamata means Lamata Mamish, which means it doesn't touch the water, but it's all the way down into all the way to the water. You have a mechitza sarat tvachim. It goes down and it basically goes till the water. That's where the wall goes. And as long as the sarat tvachim high, it's enough. It doesn't have to reach to the top, to the ground floor of the courtyard, but it reaches from the water up 10 tvachim. That's what lamata means. But it has to be near the water to show that it's for the water. That's what lamata means. And beis hillel lamaila means lamaila mamish. It means all the way on top. It could start from the surface of the courtyard down into the bar, 10 tvachim, that's enough. V'zev, v'zev, bar, both have to be in the bar. That's Rav Huna Shita Mechlekes Beshamei Beshillel. Rav Yehuda Amar, Pshan Mechlekes Beshamei Beshillel, Lamata means Lamata Menamayim. It has to be on the ground of the water. Under the water, it has to touch the bottom of the water. Lamayla means Lamayla Menamayim, means above the water, which means like the Lamata of Rav Huna. Lamayla Menamayim means right on top of the water you have a 10 tefachim. According to Beisham, according to Rav Huda, Lamata means Lamata Menamayim, it's all the way down in the water. Like Rav says, it's Techuva Bekakari is a bar. It's dug into the floor of the bar. Omalei Rav Abba Rav Chanan La Abaya. Rav Abba Rav Chanan trying to figure out Rav Yehuda Shita. Hod Omer Rav Yehuda, that you have to have, Lamata has to be in the water, according to Beisham. All the way down to the karkias avar, the ground of the bar. Lamata, lamata v'namayim, he holds lamata as being lamata v'namayim, touching the ground of the bar. Maishna, lamata mamish. Why lamata mamish, which means it's above the water, but down, almost touching the water, there is no good. Why not deloy? Why not deriva maya? Because the water flows under it. Lamata v'namayim nami, hariva maya. The water flows on top of it. The water flows on top of it. Now, Tosfos speaks out, top Tosfos, there were no tzad in the world that this wall is stopping all the water to come from your rishos to my rishos. Because this bar, half it's in your rishos, half my rishos. So the problem was, I'm shepping water from your rishos. There's no tzad in the world you're going to make a wall like that. He says, even mechitza shel barzel will not stop any water going back and forth. Water goes through anything. What we mean is, you need a heker in the water that we have two rishos. So he's saying, why do you say it has to be in the water ad karkiyos habar? Because if it goes on top, the water is going under. There's no hecker in the water. So he asks, even when it's on the bottom, karkas habar, it's only 10 tefachim high, assuming the bar is higher than 10 tefachim. So anyway, the water is going above the wall of the bar. The water is anyway move on above the wall. So what are you talking about? It's still a rivi maya. Read inside, maya shnal lamata, mamash loy the rivi maya, because the water mixes under it. Lamata ramayim ha rivi maya on top of it. On Malay, he didn't hear Hodam Rav Yehuda Rav Matvam Shem Rav Chia that in the Maniyama Lamata you need it to be from the ground of the bar until above the water level. Sarach Shi Roisham Shakonim Lamailim and Mayim Tefach. It has to be above the water level Tefach. So not only has to be a Saratachim, it has to reach from the ground until above the water level a Tefach. And then it'll be Nikr that we are separating my water and your water. A similar question, Vesu. Hodom Rav Yehuda lemayla lemayla mamayim. Rav Yehuda said, according to Beis Hillel, it has to be lemayla min hamayim, not all high up on the surface of the courtyard, but right directly lemayla min hamayim. Ma'ishto lemayla mamish. What's wrong making a wall by the surface of the bar on top, by the surface of the courtyard? Ma'ishto lemayla mamish loyda rivimaya, because water flows under it. Lemayla mahinami harivimaya. The water is flowing under it. There's no hecker of mechitza. On Malay. If you're Beis Hillel, if you're Rav Yehuda, it has to be above the water, but it has to stick into the water, tefach also. And therefore, there is a heker in the water. So that's Rav Yehuda's Shita in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And what comes out of Fear Rav Yehuda is a fact, a certain point, that Fear Rav Yehuda, you always need to have the heker in the water itself. But if there's no heker in the water itself, then there's a problem. If you're Shammai, you need a real hecker from the ground to tefach above the water. Kum Beis Hillel has to at least stick into the water.